Welcome back. It's All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Dateline, Washington, D.C., 12:54 p.m. We're at the L'Enfant Plaza subway station. In one of these buildings, it's a great concrete jungle out here, is HUD, Department of Housing and Urban Development, containing over $13 billion of your stimulus package. Let's go check on who's checking out your money. Seven suits gather round a table in an unadorned gray conference room. They hold highlighted copies of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. You know, the stimulus package. The $787 billion stimulus bucks President Obama signed into law nearly a month ago. HUD gets $13.61 billion of that. It's a lot of money. This group is there to make sure it gets spent lawfully.
I'm Mike Stevens. I'm the Deputy Inspector General.
Hi, I'm Helen Albert. I'm the Deputy IG for Management and Policy.
I'm Tony Medici, the Special Agent in Charge for the Criminal Investigation Division.
This group of G-men and G-women are going to make sure HUD's money is spent on things like public housing construction and homeless prevention. One of them is Lester Davis. He's got a badge and a .357 Magnum and a really long title, Deputy Assistant Inspector General for Investigations.
I don't really like to talk too much away from the job, about the job.
Good thing we caught him at the office then. Davis has a lot on his mind. Here's the thing with the stimulus money. Every dollar of it has to be spent within 3 years. Frankly, that's almost hasty for that much dough.
You can have fictitious vendors, receipts, very little oversight when you're talking about how many people are involved.
Lester Davis is seeing it all, he says, long before the stimulus money came down the pike.
And one example is an individual that we convicted in Alaska. He was a nonprofit, loved social service, and the money was diverted from the community center to help pay for some other properties. Credit cards were paying personal, jewelry.
So just imagine what can go wrong with an extra $13.5 billion. There are 250 special agents in the field working with Lester Davis around the country. We had a question. Do they all drive black Lincoln Continentals?
No, we don't. We try to be budget conscious, and we have a lot of mid-sized cars. But a good thing for them to have, actually, is an accounting background in white-collar fraud. You know, understanding how to follow records, bank accounts, corporations, shell companies, which we'll see in this type of work.
Back in his days of fieldwork, Lester Davis once cracked a case of a man who had 73 aliases and got hold of 100 properties with mortgages insured by the government.
It started on a very, very small complaint that came in, and then we saw the name again, and at that point we saw 5-6 properties that may be associated. Then we started using the techniques. We started using databases that can tie in nexuses to addresses, names, aliases. We started running all those out, and it took us about 6 months to find this guy. He was very, very good.
But Lester Davis says not every criminal starts out with bad intentions. In these tough economic times, the public servants who will be watching over the stimulus money might just get tempted.
What I've seen over the years, and this is the type people we're talking about here, is they take a little bit to make that mortgage payment, take a little bit to make a payment on something else. Nobody notices, and they're still falling behind. Take a little more. They often keep track of what they've taken, and in their mind, I'm going to pay it back. I'm going to pay it back. But they don't get around to paying it back because it gets too big.
Do you think, in general, white-collar crime is on the rise?
Well, I can only speak for my department. I know that every year we get questionnaires from Justice asking that exact question. I've just never seen it going down. Let me say that. In my 22 years, we've never been able to do all the work we have. And it's even more so now.
Lester Davis and his team have to watch more than 3,000 public housing authorities. They range in size. Los Angeles City Housing Authority will get more than $25 million of stimulus money. Meanwhile, the housing authority in Beamer, Nebraska, will receive $27,000. What to do?
A place like Beamer with the $27,000, we're obviously not going to send any agents out there, auditors, just to look at that. But you got to make priorities, you know.
And you happen to think that $25 million is more important than $27,000, huh?
I would say we have to put our resources where we can get the best result for the taxpayers.
That said, in the Inspector General's most recent report to Congress, HUD said its investigators recovered some $60 million in the last six-month reporting period. As far as the stimulus money goes, Davis has to wait for that money to be spent and maybe misspent.
We're probably on the investigative side a year, 2 years away from seeing, you know, a lot of work. That's why we're going to spend the first 6 months of the year going out there and talking.
Talking and trying to convince anyone tempted that fraud can mean the slammer. Since Lester Davis decided it wouldn't be cost-efficient to send a special agent to Beamer, Nebraska, we thought we'd pick up the slack.
I like to get my money's worth for things.
This is Annette Bausch, Executive Director of the Beamer Housing Authority in Beamer, Nebraska. Population, 696. Bausch will be responsible for spending that $27,000. She says Beamer plans to reshingle their public housing apartments. Can we trust Bausch?
I am 65 years old. I have been working with Beamer Housing Authority for 21 years, so I just work part-time. And that fits into my volunteer schedule.
Volunteer, huh? Sounds suspicious.
I do quite a bit of church work. I deliver Meals on Wheels occasionally. I do the school census and things like that.
Okay, so, Lester Davis, maybe you can cross the Housing Authority of Beamer, Nebraska off your watch list. That leaves only $3,609,973,000 to worry about. We're keeping an eye on you.